I clinked it. And I turned around and looked, and there's a man standing behind me who looked at the jar and didn't look at me, but he knew darn well I hadn't put a penny. And I'd already taken the candy out and popped it in my mouth. Oh my God, I was so scared, so nervous, so embarrassed, so guilty, so shameful. God, I'm going to be banned. My mother's going to ground me for the rest of my life. This is awful. God's going to send me to hell.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real, which, of course, is all of us. Today, I'm joined by Rob White. Rob is an international best-selling author and intriguing philosopher. He has over 30 years of experience helping others accurately understand themselves and their remarkable resources so that they might realize their dreams. Over the past 25 years of his life journey, Rob has been exploring the nature of what it means to be a human being. But he also stole from the local grocer. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I just wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether it's through sharing the show or through leaving us a review. I really appreciate it. Now, recently I've started creating some bonus content over on patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, I spell Williams differently too. If you want to support me over there, you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams or click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right there, give you access to a ton of bonus content and a ton of other cool stuff that I've been working on. Enjoy the show. Rob White, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I absolutely am, Alex.
Fantastic. So let's get into this first one. You were sneakily taking candy from the grocery store. Can you walk us through this story? What were you doing?
Well, back when I was 7, 6, around there, on the way to school and back from school, my classmates and I went by Vitam's, the corner store, where you got your bread and your milk and stuff like that. And Mr. Vitam, nicest guy, it was a really honorable store. People would go in and even take a loaf of bread and put their dime back then. By the way, I've been around for a while, so you could get a loaf of bread for 10 cents and just leave it and say thank you. And Mr. Vitam, if he was stocking shelves, wouldn't even look to see what they took. He trusted them. You're welcome. Well, I caught on to that, and I didn't have a penny, and it took a penny to get a penny candy. And I would go in with my friends, and they would put a penny in the bowl that mom gave them, their mom, and get a candy. And I would just stand there and feel awkward and wish I had a candy, but also feel embarrassed, let's say. Well, I finally came up with a scheme. I got that the penny candy, when you dropped a penny and it clinked, and I got Mr. Vitam didn't watch you drop it in, but he heard the clink. So when you said thank you, he would know what you know, kids came in, what did you grab? Well, it was a penny candy, because he had the little jar of sucking candies, we called them back then, right next to the penny candy jar. So I got, if I just shook the jar a little and the pennies clinked in there, it sounded like I put one in. So I used to go in there and do that. And two reasons. I do it to, so my classmates, you don't have a penny, you know, make fun of you, they stop doing that. And I did it because I wanted a candy. Well, one day I went in and I pulled at the scheme and it was working. I didn't do it all the time, but enough. And I clinked it. And I turned around and looked, and there's a man standing behind me who looked at the jar and didn't look at me, but he knew darn well I hadn't put a penny. And I'd already taken the candy out and popped it in my mouth. Oh my God, I was so scared, so nervous, so embarrassed, so guilty, so shameful. And he proceeded to talk to Mr. Vitam, who turned around and chatted, paid for what he was buying, and he got change, and he took a penny of the change, put it in the bowl, didn't look at me, didn't acknowledge me, just walked away. He didn't squeal on me because I got, oh my God, I'm going to be banned. My mother's going to ground me for the rest of my life. This is awful. God's going to send me to hell. There's no way out of this. He just took care of business and forgave me by not giving it any concern. And when I got outside for the first time in my life, I mean, I started bawling. Bawling because I was up to something. I was scheming. I didn't get this intellectually. I wasn't living my life properly. This is not the way you're supposed to. You're not supposed to have to be sneaking around and pretending you're doing something and taking something for nothing. I couldn't have had that conversation, but I'll tell you what, at seven, you can feel it. Well, that I stopped doing that immediately. But more important, that lesson stayed with me. And years later, a few decades, I was in a big grocery store, and there was an elderly woman in front of me, then a man behind her, and then me, number three. And she reached in her, and she got her wallet out. She's pulling her money out, and her fingers are probably arthritic because she's kind of stumbling, and she drops a $20 bill. And she didn't notice it, and I noticed it. And he noticed it, and he put his foot on it and dragged it toward him. And then she said to the cashier, "Oh, my God, I don't even have enough money to pay. I thought I had more money than this." So I reached in my wallet, bent down, picked it up like I found it on the ground, reached around the guy in front of me and said, "Oh, you dropped this." He said, "Oh, my heavens, thank you so. God bless you. I thought I had more money." And she went on her way, and I never looked at the guy. I didn't look at him. He did lean down and pick up the 20 and put it in his pocket. Fine. That's his business. And so when I got out in the parking lot, the only difference is this, which really blew me away. I was going in my car, bag of groceries, and I heard, "Hey," and I turned around, and there's the guy. And he walks up to me abruptly and looking harshly, and he reaches in his pocket, and he hands me the 20. And he said, "Thank you." Whew, man, see? I mean, it's just amazing how beautiful life is. And I realized that I was that wonderful gentleman in Vittums, and that man blessed me, and I blessed this young man who was probably 20, by doing the same thing. What a gift to me, to him. Yeah.
Yeah. I really like that. You made a mistake and somebody kind of paid the price for it, literally, I guess. And then you passed that on. And it's interesting to me how that kindness gets passed on. What kind of advice or recommendation would you recommend to listeners for applying this lesson in their own life?
Well, you know, given the name of your program is Broken Bulbs, the broken bulb was me. I was breaking a bulb every time I put a penny pretended to put a penny in the dish and got a free penny candy. There was a wiser older man who didn't see it as a broken bulb. He saw it as just a misguided child. And he wasn't going to turn me in and turn it into a broken bulb. He was going to just let me know that life is here to support me. Now, he probably didn't think this, but he felt it and he did it. And what's amazing is that lesson carried with me unconsciously. I didn't every day think of it. And what a perfect opportunity for me to help a younger man than me. I was in my 30s. He was in his 20s. The same opportunity to see that he was breaking bulbs. And as much as he thinks he doesn't feel guilty, you do, especially if you're taking advantage of some sweet old lady who's barely making it and can't even pay for her groceries because you've got a $20 bill under here. But I didn't give him any judgment, harsh judgment by any look or say anything or anything. I just took care of business. Let's turn this broken bulb into an opportunity, a possibility. And so I took care of business, and I felt real good about myself for cleaning up the mess of the broken bulb. I like that too. And what I really felt good about was realizing I helped him to clean up the broken bulb mess in his mind and had him think he had to do stuff like that to just manage to get through life. Because I thought I had to do that penny thing to get through my day back when I was seven.
And of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Of course, you've got another book out. Would you mind telling us about that and where it is that we can find it and you?
Well, the book I have just published, and you can get it on Amazon, and you can get it at .com, Barnes & Noble, my website, robwhitemedia.com, you can get it through that. It's about broken bulbs without using the words, because I never thought of that metaphor until I met you, Alex. Wonderful metaphor. It's all about how we see every mistake we make as a broken bulb. And it's not necessarily a broken bulb. Yes, it's a mistake. By the way, that's how I pronounce mistake. It's a miss, M-I-S-S, dash, take. I tried something, it didn't work. If I see it as this doesn't work, I get to learn something from it and do a successful retake. And that's when I can pick up the megaphone of life and say, celebrating, that's a take. So that's what my book shares. And it's what it has to do completely with what I see your Broken Bulb show is about. Mistake, retake, that's a take.
I love it. I love it. And I'm going to have links to your book and the rest of your work down in the show notes so people can go and get involved with you there. And of course, thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening. Pay kindness forward. Special thank you to Rob White for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, which I've linked down in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.